奉主耶稣圣名在这里证道。
In the name of the Lord Jesus, I'd like to testify.
愿神祝福所有来参加的亲朋好友。
May the Lord bless all the friends and relatives.
以及弟兄姐妹。
As well as brothers and sisters.
今晚跟大家谈的是得享平安。
This evening, I'd like to share with you receiving peace.
当我们什么都不需要的时候，没有办法深深感觉这个平安的重要。
When we don't lack anything materially, we may not know the need of peace.
但我们人真的一直藏在不需要平安这个生活里面吗？
But can we always live without peace?
主耶稣在世传道的时候这样讲。
During his ministry, the Lord Jesus said,
在末后的日子里面会有不法的事增多。
In the last days, lawlessness will increase.
当保罗在勉励后进的人的时候，
And when Paul encouraged the members,
他也特别谈到末后的日子会显明在我们这样的世代当中。
He also predicted that the last days are coming.
我们来看一下提摩太前书。
Please turn to 1 Timothy.
对不起，提摩太后书第三章。
Excuse me, 2 Timothy chapter 3.
提摩太后书第三章
2 Timothy chapter 3
第一节
Verse 1
你该知道末世必有危险的日子来到因为那时人要专顾自己贪爱钱财自夸狂傲荡赌违背父母忘恩负义心不圣洁无亲情不解怨好说谗言不能制约性情凶暴不爱良善卖主卖友
4
任意妄为至高至大爱宴乐不爱神
5.
有金钱的外貌却背了金钱的实意这等人你要躲开在这里保罗这样说
According to Paul
说在末世必有危险的日子来到
There will be terrible times in the last days
有些翻译本就将危险指着犯罪的日子来到
Some translate this as the times of wickedness
所以末世的现象就是有犯罪有危险的日子
One of the signs of the end time is that there will be increase of sin
既然这些日子是危险的
Since these are terrible times
所以这样的以下的事情临到人的身上会让人感觉到不平安
People will feel insecure when these things happen to them
那时候的那末世的人专顾自己
The people of the last days will only love themselves
钱财
and lovers and love money.
自夸狂傲
They'll be boastful, proud.
毁谤甚至违背父母
abusive, disobedient to their parents.
忘恩负义
ungrateful.
心不圣洁
unholy.
没有亲情
without love.
不解怨
unforgiving.
好说谗言
slanderous.
不能自己约束自己
without self-control.
性情凶暴
brutal.
不爱良善
not lovers of the good
卖主卖友
treacherous
任意妄为
rash
自高自大
conceited
爱宴乐不爱神
lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God
总归一句话说
in some
有金钱的外貌
they have a form of godliness
却没有真正金钱的生活
but they deny its power
我们如果好好的思考一下
if we ponder upon this
这样的现象已经在我们的周围周遭常有这种事情显现呢
These signs are already common phenomena in today's world.
进入两千年的世这个年代
We have entered the year 2000.
真是末世的时候啊
We are indeed in the last days.
所以我们看到这样的人显出这种生活
We have seen people who have such lifestyles.
我们也不会觉得稀奇
And we are not surprised.
因为这是末后的日子是一种危险的来到
For we know that the last days will be terrible times.
加上天灾地变
Besides, there will be natural disasters.
种种的意外发生
There will be accidents of many kinds.
真的常常会让我们听到或看到或感觉这样不平安的日子
When we hear and know about these things, we feel very insecure.
所以主耶稣道成肉身在世上传讲福音的时候
So when the Lord Jesus came to this world to preach,
他就给人这么好的一个应许。
He gave the people a wonderful promise.
我们来看马太福音十一章。
Please turn to Matthew chapter 11.
马太福音的十一章。
Matthew chapter 11.
二十八节。
Verse 28.
十一章二十八节。
Chapter 11, verse 28.
凡劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。在这里主耶稣这样说
According to the Lord Jesus
劳苦担重担的人
all who are weary and burdened.
就是你我大家。
That refers to you and me.
不论是在肉体上的不平安。
This may be physical ailment.
或者心灵上的不平安。
It could be lack of peace within.
或者我们生活里面的不平安。
Or it could be a disturbance in life.
凡是会造成我们肉身或心理的劳苦重担。
All these things make us weary and burdened.
主耶稣说可以到我这里来。
The Lord Jesus says to us, come to me.
就是你们得着安息。
And I will give you rest.
这是一个在忧伤劳苦重担的人听起来是一个非常好的信息、啊、
This is a great news for those who are weary and burdened.
到主耶稣跟前来
Let us come before the Lord.
主耶稣就让这样的人得着安息
And he will give us rest.
意思也就是得着平安
We will have peace.
所以各位的到来啊，相信是平安的主啊，也看到了我们的心。
I believe the Lord of Peace has seen your presence and your heart too.
有时候我们有机会会到医院里面去探访我们的认识的人。
Sometimes we have the opportunity to visit people we know in the hospital.
当你经过加护病房的时候
，When you pass by the intensive care unit，、
你会看到有许多啊。这个等待就诊的一些病人
You'll notice people who are in critical condition
是那样的可怜
They are pitiful
那你到病房去探访的时候
And when you visit patients
我们会看到有很多人躺在病床上
You'll notice many people lying sick in bed
每一个人为着自己所生的病啊，所遭受的意外啊，显出不同的表情
And everyone deals with their sickness differently.
当你有空到太平间的时候
If you ever go to the morgue,
你会发现这些跟我一样的肉躯它现在不能动了
You'll notice that people with bodies like yours and mine cannot move.
因为他已经没有生命
They have lost their lives.
因为他已经不在乎什么叫平安了
They don't even care what peace means.
所以要得着这个平安了
For us to receive this peace,
必须是活着的人才有需要。
We need to be first of all alive.
但是有很多人用自己的方法来制造平安。
But some people try to fabricate peace.
认为我不管，我不看，我就是没有关系，就是有平安。
They just blindly believe that they have peace.
真的是如此吗？
Is that true peace?
那这种心态跟那个鸵鸟被敌人追的时候累了，干脆把头插在沙土里面。整个身体还露出来啊
Such attitude is like that of the ostrich who buries his head in the sand.
那又有跟鸵鸟的心态又有什么两样呢
How is this different from the ostrich?
事实上告诉我们
The reality is this.
我们人没有办法创造出平安
We cannot create peace.
有的时候我们没有办法解决很多事
There are many difficulties we cannot solve.
比如说心灵的空虚和寂寞
Let's talk about emptiness and loneliness.
心灵的平安
And the peace of our
hearts. 甚至你所感受到肉体疾病的这种伤害。
Sometimes you may be inflicted with illness.
或者在生活的层面感受到许多的创伤。
And in your life, you may be traumatized in many
ways. 种种的事临到的时候。
When all these troubles come to you.
包括我们的罪的问题。
Including the problem of sin.
生命受威胁的问题。
And the threat on our lives.
我们有时并不能真的。可以用其他世上的物质或钱财来解决这样平安的问题。
Oftentimes these problems cannot be resolved with wealth.
曾经有一个国家的大企业家。
There was a famous entrepreneur in a country.
有一天突然身体不舒服。
Once he felt not very well.
他就昏倒了。
He fainted.
然后送到医院。
He was hospitalized.
请了最好的医师。
He had the best doctor to care for him.
结果医师啊，检验出来之后
，After the examination，
原来是得到了癌症的末期呀。
He was found to have cancer in the terminal stage.
他没有办法接受这样的事实。
He could not accept the results.
他的一生都为这个国家百姓贡献。
For his whole life, he had labored for his country.
他的财富也帮助这个国家很多的这个。一些慈善事业。
He also contributed much money to charity.
是一个公众非常热心的爱心家。
He was a very famous philanthropist.
得到社会国家的肯定。
He was recognized by the country and the society.
但是就在这时候
But at that time,
他最需要帮助的时候,
when he needed help the most,
没有任何人可以帮助他,
no one could help him.
他才发现,
he came to realize,
原来人能够放下劳苦身心休息也是一种平安的生活,
that it is actually a great peace to be able to rest from your labor.
他过去一直努力,
he toiled all his life.
没有想到就在这个时候,
but at this time,
医生宣布癌症末期,
he was told by the doctor that he had a terminal illness.
他有相当大的感慨,
he felt very sad.
他就向主治大夫这些医生这样说,
he said to the doctors,
如果你们能够解决我的病, 让平安的生命再给我的话,
if you can heal me and give me health,
我愿意将我的所有的财富跟公司让渡给你们,
I will sell my business and give all my wealth to you.
结果讲这句话没有几天,
a few days after that,
他就跟这个世界说再见,
he said goodbye to the world.
是我们人真的无法留住自己的生命或创造平安,
we cannot retain our lives or create peace.
当我们感受到这样的日子来到的时候,
when we sense that these days are coming,
也是我们人感受到危险的时候,
and that is the time when we feel danger.
所以平安多么多么的重要,
how important is peace.
但是没有办法用人的方法得到平安,
but we cannot attain peace on our own.
圣经里面有谈到平安,
the Bible tells us about peace.
我们请看约翰福音16章,
please turn to John chapter 16.
约翰福音16章33节,
John chapter 16 verse 33, 33节, verse 33,
我将这些事告诉你们, 是要叫你们在我里面有平安, 在世上里面有苦难, 但你们可以放心, 我已经胜了这世界。 主耶稣知道自己要离开世上, 成就十架救恩的日子, 快到了。
The Lord Jesus knew that the day was coming for him to leave the world and to be crucified.
他除了应许圣灵要给他的儿女,
besides promising his children the Holy Spirit,
他用更多的方法教训甚至见证来证明他就是那位是平安的主。
He used many teachings to testify that he was the Lord of peace.
他因为道成肉身在世上传讲福音,
he was God in flesh who preached the gospel.
所以他能够了解体恤我们人的劳苦和软弱,
he was able to relate to our weakness.
所以在这里主耶稣说,
therefore he said,
在世上你们有苦难,
in this world you will have trouble,
但你们可以放心呢,
but take heart,
有苦难造成生活的不平安,
troubles take away our peace.
然后主耶稣又叫人要放心,
but the Lord tells us to take heart,
他已证明胜了这世界,
because he has overcome the world.
为什么他这样说?
What makes him say so?
因为他要证明在他的里面有真正的平安。
He wants to tell us that in him there is true peace.
我们再来看约翰福音的14章,
John chapter 14,
14章的27节,
chapter 14 verse
27, 27节,
verse 27,
我留下平安给你们, 我将我的平安赐给你们, 我所赐的不像世人所赐的, 你们心里不要忧愁, 也不要胆怯, 在这里更是告诉我们了,
according to this verse,
说主耶稣要留下平安给他的门徒,
the Lord Jesus leaves his peace to his disciples,
而且将主的平安赐给他们,
and he gives them this peace.
他特别证明说我所赐的平安跟世人所给的不一样,
he says, I do not give to you as the world gives.
世人所给的只不过是短暂,
what the world gives is temporary.
如果你缺钱,
if you are short of money,
家里人给你钱,
and your family gives you money,
但是并不能代表他一直永远给你钱,
that doesn't mean they'll give you money all the time.
你这件事情解决了, 你就不需要在这件事情上感到不平安了。
Once your trouble is over, then you will not feel insecurity.
真的要解决平安的问题, 钱是万能吗?
Does money solve all problems?
是人的帮助非常有限,
human help is limited.
比如说一个眼睛看不到,
suppose you cannot see with your eye,
你钱对他有用吗?
Will money help you?
他需要的是眼睛看得见啊,
what you need is sight.
看不见就好像活在黑暗中啊,
but blindness makes you live in darkness.
那就感觉到很不平安啊,
you will have no peace.
这世界长成怎么样他也不知道啊,
you will not know what the world looks like.
他哪里会有平安快乐的见证?
How can you have peace?
但神给人的平安, 叫人领受的时候不忧愁不胆怯,
but the peace from the Lord is without any fear.
这种感受是需要去体验的。
We need to experience such promise.
哦，最近呢，有一个老弟兄啊，他是眼瞎，然后接受洗礼。
Recently, there was an elderly brother who was also blind. He was baptized.
是从二十年前呢、啊，他开始眼瞎之后。
He became blind more than 20 years ago.
他就开始很痛苦。
He lived in pain.
对自己的人生有很多的抱怨。
He complained about his life.
哎，对太太也不像以前那么样的疼惜。
He no longer loved his wife.
原因是因为眼瞎的问题。
All these came from his blindness.
所以人遇到这样的事，真的会改变他原来的性情哎。
When human beings encounter such troubles, they change.
以一种不平衡的心态活在这世上。
They are not able to face such challenges.
有一天
，One day，
他的女儿带他来教会。
His daughter brought him to church.
第一次来参加我们的聚会。
He came for the first time.
就这样子，他得到圣灵了。
And he received the Holy Spirit.
他得到圣灵又非常快乐。
He rejoiced when he received the Spirit.
原来有神同在哎。
He knew that God was with him.
原来神眷顾我哎。
He found out that God cared for him.
虽然他还是眼瞎。
Even though he was still blind.
但是他心里的眼睛开了。
Yet his inner eyes were opened.
看到那位平安的主了。
He saw the Lord of peace.
所以他不再忧愁。
He was no longer in sorrow.
他不再害怕。
He was no longer in fear.
他不再性情凶暴。
He was no longer angry.
反而懂得领受从圣灵中来的平安。
He enjoyed peace from the Holy Spirit.
从此之后，
from then on,
他来教会参加聚会。
He came to church.
他听到这个诗歌，他一下子就记起来。
He could remember the hymns the congregation sang.
回到家里就会弹琴。
And he could even recite the hymns
on the piano. 这个是相当特别的一种学习。
So he had this ability.
他常常祷告神。
He always prayed to God.
就在祷告中常看异象。
And he saw visions in the
睡梦中也看异象。
And he would see a vision.
耶稣总是会派两个天使跟他一起玩，一起祷告，一起唱诗。
The Lord always sent two angels to have fun with him.
从来没有过的感觉。
And to sing hymns with him.
虽然眼瞎。
Even though he was blind.
心眼可不瞎。
His inner eyes were not blind.
谢主。
Thank God.
最近我要来美国的时候，他才接受洗礼。
He was recently baptized before I came to the U.S.
非常的高兴。
He was so excited.
他说他在盼望这个平安的国度啊，到神那边去。
He said he longs to go to the kingdom of peace.
所以人如果感受到从神来的平安见证，
if we are able to experience the peace from God,
哎，就会有这样的改变。
Our lives will be changed.
这种是神特别将他的平安临到需要的人身上。
And God gives His peace to whoever needs it.
所以对人生不再害怕忧愁，反而是一种平安的力量生出来。
With this peace, we'll no longer have fear, but have strength.
哎，他现在已经85岁了。
This brother is now 85 years old.
谢主，他感受在最后的人生里面感受到主是平安的这种见证。
But thank God, in his last days, he experienced the peace from the Lord.
既然我们知道平安是从耶稣基督这边来的，
Since we know that peace comes from Christ,
是从神来的，
that it comes from God,
那我们听到这样的见证，
then when we hear this testimony,
我们要怎么样得着而是享受从神来的平安呢？
We need to find out how to receive this peace.
人的帮助真的有限，
Human help is limited.
但是从神来的却能够让我们认识这位平安的主。
But if we come to God, we will know the Lord of peace.
怎么样才会得着呢？
How can we receive peace?
我们请看约伯记二十二章。
Please turn to Job 22.
约伯记二十二章。
Job 22.
二十二章二十一节。
Chapter 22, verse 21.
二十一节，你要认识神，就得平安，福气也必临到你。在这里告诉我们。
According to this verse,
要得着真正的平安。
To receive true peace,
第一点就是要认识神呢。
The first step is to know God.
认识这位是平安的主耶稣基督。
We need to know the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of peace.
当你认识他的时候，
once you know him,
你就会渴慕需要得着从他来的平安。
You will receive peace from him.
在这里很肯定的应许给我们说，认识神就得着平安与福气。
This is a sure promise. Know God and you will have peace.
这是多么令人非常欣慰感到快乐的一件事。
This is such a comforting promise.
有很多人做事情按照自己的想法。
Many people do things their own way.
甚至不顾家里人的感受。
Sometimes they don't care about their families.
甚至不顾关心他人的感觉。
They don't care about other people's feelings.
想到什么做什么。
They do whatever they want.
只要自己快乐就好。
They just make themselves happy.
所以往往在这种前提之下。
with such attitude,
就很容易造成别人或对方的一些心灵的不平安。
They cause problems and troubles to others.
有些孩子不听话，就会造成父母亲的生活不平安呢。
Children who are disobedient cause troubles to other parents.
不想将他的生命活得更好啊。
Some people don't care about the quality of life.
放弃他的生命。
They are frustrated.
然后又去强迫伤害别人的生命。
Not only so, they do harm to other people.
为什么会这样呢？
Why?
因为不认识神耶稣基督。
Because they don't know the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以他不知道平安的这种重要和需要。
They don't know the need and the importance of peace.
他也未曾发现有这样的平安生活。
They never experience such peace.
所以这里很清楚告诉我们。
So it is very clear in the Bible.
要真的认识耶稣基督。
That we need to know the Lord Jesus Christ.
这位平安的主啊，就会进到我们的身心和生活里面。
Then the Lord of Peace will enter into our hearts and our lives.
这是第一点，要得着这个真正的平安。
So this is the first step to receiving true peace.
第二点。
Second.
要怎么样才能够得着享受平安呢？
How can we enjoy and receive peace?
我们请看哈该书。
Please turn to Haggai.
在撒加利亚书的前面。
Because、
哈该书第二章
The book of Haggai chapter 2
第二章的第九节
Chapter 2 verse 9
第九节
Verse 9
这殿后来的荣耀必大过先前的荣耀在这地方我必是平安这是万军之耶和华说的在这里是全能的主这样说
These are the words of the Lord Almighty
说必在神的殿中是平安
He will grant peace in the house of God
这是神的应许
This is the promise of God
神要在他的圣殿里面高举他的名和救恩
He will exalt his name and salvation in his house
并且将在他里面的平安在他的殿中里面显明出来
And he will give his peace in his house.
所以我们有很多这样的体验。
We have many such experiences.
我们相信这样的应许一定会在神的殿中、教会里面显明平安的见证。
And we believe that we can experience peace in the house of God.
因为这是全能的主说的。
Because these are the words of the Lord Almighty.
所以我们说，我自己心中有神就好。
We may say, as long as I have God in my heart, that's fine.
如果是这样
If that is the case
那就不用神的殿了
Then we don't need the temple of the Lord
那就不用神的教会啊
Then we don't need the church
但是我们真的能够做到啊自己拥有更多的平安吗
But how can we obtain peace on our own?
其实我们人很软弱哎
We are very weak
碰到一些事
When we face trouble
不能解决啊
We cannot overcome them
心就乱
Wefeel disturbed
生活的脚步就不稳定、
and our pace in life
有的甚至、影响很大
and such impact can be great
他就没有办法上班工作生活
some people because of their troubles cannot go to work and earn a living
整天就呆坐在那边
they just sit there idle
严重的甚至嘴巴乱讲话、
if it's more serious they would talk nonsense、they would speak to the air
有的甚至变成一种病
Some even become sick.
最后他在跟鬼讲话。
In the end, they talk to demons.
他会告诉你说：“哎呦，他们怎么都穿黑衣服？怎么在屋顶上？怎么在哪里？”有的严重到这样哎。
Some people are so serious in their mental sickness that they talk to demons.
这个时候的人
，in such case，
已经不再是医生可以用药物治疗的人。
The illness cannot be cured with medicine.
而是确确实实失去了平安。
They have lost peace.
如果愿意
But if they're willing,
而且有这样的心
if they have the heart,
到神的殿中
to come to the house of God,
到神的教会
to the church of God,
借着神的灵的这种帮助
to seek the help of God's Spirit,
这样的应许
and believe in God's promise,
神就在他的教会所同在的地方显明平安的见证
that in the church where God is, he will grant peace.
我们从圣经里面发现
According to the Bible,
有很多神迹就在神的殿中显明了。
Many miracles of God take place in the temple.
让这些罹患各种疾病，甚至心灵忧伤的人得到很好的改变了。
Many sick and sorrowful were changed.
真的是体会到在神的殿中有平安。
So God's peace is in His house.
所以各位的到来也渐渐的会体会到，真的。 有神在心中的那种平安的享受。
As you continue to attend church, you will experience the peace of God.
要怎么得着平安呢？
How can we receive peace?
我们请看诗篇119篇。
Let us turn to Psalm 119.
119篇的165节。
Psalm 119, verse 165.
165节。
Verse 165.
爱你律法的人有大平安，什么都不能使他们绊脚。在这里告诉我们。
According to this verse,
要想得着享受从神来的平安,
in order to have peace from God,
第三点就是要喜爱明白神的话。
The third step is to love and understand the
law of God. 因为明白神的真理，圣经的话,
when we know the truth of the Bible,
他就会得着大平安呢。
We will have peace.
你想想看,
think about this.
一个人在社会生活触犯了国家的法律,
if a person commits crime,
不管他是故意或者是无知
whether out of ignorance or deliberately,
一样都要接受刑罚。
This criminal needs to be punished.
要接受法庭的审判呢。
He needs to be judged in the court.
那我们做神的儿女，
as children of God,
如果能够明白神的话，
if we know the word of God,
就少犯错误耶。
We will make less mistakes.
神的话会引导我们过一个平安的生活耶。
God's word will guide us onto a life of peace.
因为少犯错误，所以就不容易犯罪啊。
With fewer mistakes, we will not sin as much.
就不容易在我们的人生当中留下遗憾跟后悔的事啊。
We will not leave things that we will regret with.
人在这种良心对得起的生活里面来生活，是不是平安呢？
If we live a life of conscience, clear conscience, that is peace.
这里就特别这样记载啊。
According to this verse.
喜爱明白神的话。
Those who love the law of God
就会有大平安呢。
Will have great peace.
什么都不能使他们绊脚呢。
And nothing can make them stumble.
没有事情可以束缚他的心，让他的心忧愁啊。
Nothing can control and bind their hearts.
所以他就不会绊倒啊。
They do not stumble.
他知道遇到事情就回归圣经，看神的话怎么说。
They always go to the Bible to find solutions.
他就懂得去仰赖这位是平安的主。
They trust the Lord of peace,
向他祷告,
and they pray to him,
神就显明他的能力,
so God demonstrated his power,
将所应许的平安就临到这样的人了,
and gives his promise of peace.
所以他就常常感受到这种平安生活的见证。
So such people can always experience peace.
以上我们跟大家谈了这三点,
I have shared with you three points.
要怎么得着平安, 享受平安?
How can we receive and enjoy peace?
第一点就是要真的认识耶稣基督。
First, we need to truly know the Lord Jesus Christ.
第二点就是要进到他所同在的教会，才有平安。
Second, we need to come to his church where he is.
应许要在他圣灵同在的教会是平安。
For God has promised grand peace in the church where the Holy Spirit is. Third,
要喜爱明白神的真理。
We need to know and love the law of God.
就是整本圣经的话。
In other words, we need to know the Bible.
就会得着大平安的生活见证。
Then we will have great peace.
你走到哪里，神就与你同在。
And wherever you go, God will be there.
神就看顾你。
God will care for you.
因为心中有神的话。
For God's word is in your heart.
也就是心中有神。
God is in you.
神就时时用平安来保护你。
And he will always protect you with his peace.
让我们的世界都感受到平安的生活。
So that you will be surrounded by peace.
就会成为一个真正懂得享受从神来平安的人。
And you will enjoy this peace from God.
有一次我访问一户信徒啊。
Well, there was one time when I visited a church member.
这个信徒啊，已经没有来教会有二三十年。
And this member has not been to church for more than 20 or 30 years.
什么信主信到没有平安。
Even though he was a believer, he had no peace.
结果贪爱世界。
He loved the world.
这样的追求啊，实在很不认真啊。
And he was not a serious believer. 哎，
当他们生活好的时候。
When life was prosperous.
他们就觉得，哎，可以不要神，不要教会，不要神的话。
This family have forsaken God and God's word.
所以他们就用自己的方法来生活。
They live with their own in their own ways.
结果后来染上坏习惯。
Later on, he had a bad habit.
懒惰工作。
He became very lazy.
最后就生病。
He became sick.
有信徒告诉我说，在这个都市的某一个地方，有一户曾经是信徒。
So someone told me about this family that used to be believers.
我就带着几位弟兄。
So I took along a few brothers.
一两个姐妹。
And a few sisters.
弟兄有年长的两位。
There were two elderly brothers among them.
我们五六个人一起去探访。
So about the six of us visited this family.
一到那个家的门口啊。
When we arrived,
我很难相信在都市这么进步的生活里面。
I could not believe my eyes because we were in the city.
从那个样子看起来非常的贫穷哎。
This family was very poor.
这个跟他旁边的这些豪华的住宅怎么差这么多？
Their house seemed to be so different from the.
我就觉得可能他们很可怜呢。
From the very good buildings next door.
应该没有什么平安可以讲了。
So I figured they must have. Actually, the gate wasn't even there.
生活住到没有门呢。
They lost their gate.
小偷也不愿意进来，因为这样看应该没有东西嘛。
Even the burglar did not want to visit it because there was nothing in the house.
臭味很浓啊。
There was a foul odor.
我站在门口就说啊，有人在吗？
I stood at the door saying, is anyone home?
叫了第二声的时候，
When I asked the second time,
从前面出来一个太太。
A lady came out of the house.
那位太太，我以为她年纪大我很多。
I thought she was much older than me.
因为看起来好像历尽沧桑。
Because she looked frail.
眼睛哭得红肿。
And her eyes were swollen from tears.
我注意看，因为厨房客厅在一起啊。
The kitchen and the living room were together.
这个墙壁我看到用那个木板做的，有很多洞，还有那个好像被刀砍过的那种痕迹。
I saw that the wall was made up of wood with many cuts and
不用问他，我知道一定是外面那个酒瓶里面的那个酒作怪啊，所以才会有这种现象啊。
And I knew instantly that these broken pieces were caused by the wine bottles.
他很客气。
She was courteous.
我们讲哈利路亚，他讲不出来，好像已经忘记了。
When we say hallelujah to greet them, they didn't say anything.
他就要找那个杯子，要倒开水给我们喝啊。
She looked for some glasses to give us water.
找不到杯子哎。
They couldn't find any.
然后有一个年纪大的弟兄说，你干脆用碗也可以了。
So an elderly brother said to her, why don't you just serve us with bowls?
也找不到碗呢。
But she couldn't find any bowls.
我看到在酒瓶旁边有很多杯子的碎片，碗的碎片呢。
But I saw many shattered glasses.
可能喝酒的时候吵架打架。
So somebody must have fought and thrown the glasses.
这些碗啊，杯子啊，可以用的东西都很倒霉啊。
So all these utensils were in bad shape.
我后来就一看呢、啊，可能铁定找不到东西可以让我们喝、啊。
So I was sure that we would not have our drinks.
我说不用了，不用了。
So I said, let's not worry about it.
他就赶快去找椅子要给我们坐。
So she quickly found some chairs.
我们六个人，他拿了一张椅子出来了。
But she only took out one chair.
那我当传道，我比那两个年长的还年轻很多、啊。
Even though I was a minister, I was younger than two of the brothers.
擦一擦，吹一吹那一张古老的椅子呢。
She quickly wiped the dust off the chair.
然后我当然要有礼貌，是我请两位长辈看他们谁要坐、啊。
So I gave it to one of the elderly brothers.
哇，那两位长辈就推来推去啊。
And they just asked each other to take the seat.
那个65岁的给69岁的坐。
The 65-year-old brother gave it to the 69-year-old brother.
他就说好了，那我年纪最大，我就坐下来了。
So he said, well, since I'm the oldest, I'll sit down.
一坐下去啊。
When he sat down,
糟糕哎。
He was in trouble.
那个椅子断掉了嘞。
The chair broke.
坐到地上哎。
So he sat on the floor.
哇，我心里不好意思，哎呦，我不知道这个椅子有鬼哎。
I felt very bad because I didn't mean to be.
那个老弟兄啊，他痛得不得了哎。
And the brother was in deep pain.
还好我们不是故意的。
But I didn't do it intentionally.
哇，那个太太更不好意思。
And she, the lady felt very embarrassed.
我听说你先生生病啊。
I asked this lady, I heard that your husband
她说,
is sick. She said, yes, he's in the room.
房间里面暗暗的呢。
But the bedroom was all dark.
连床铺都没有哎。
There wasn't even a bed.
简单铺一个草席。
There was simply some mattress.
就躺在里面呢。
Simple mattress.
哇，好臭哎。
And he just lay on the, there.
棉被也没有洗。
The odor was very strong.
衣服也没有整理。
They have not washed their clothes.
还好我眼睛还很亮, 我看到有几对眼睛一直看我在里面。
I looked carefully and saw a pair of eyes staring.
哦, 原来啊, 他们生了一堆孩子在那边。
Oh, a few pairs of eyes. These were the eyes of little children.
哎, 我如果不注意踩上去就不好意思。
If I wasn't careful, I would have stepped on them.
他们在墙角的这个旁边, 我刚好走那边过去, 要到里面看到先生。
They were by the wall, and I almost stepped on them.
我这样的生活还生这么多孩子。
They were such in such a poor condition, but they have so many children.
孩子应该要上学, 没有去上学, 妈妈也不管呢。
The children were supposed to go to school, but the mom didn't send them.
哎, 所以感觉得非常不平安的家庭。
So they, this family was in chaos.
哎, 我就看到那个先生躺在里面, 哦, 躺在地板上面。
I saw the husband lying on the floor.
哇, 他太太说, 他会结和末期, 医生也宣布要办后事。
He said the husband had tuberculosis and was about to die.
瘦得不得了哎。
And he was very thin.
躺在那边不能动。
He was immobile.
原来是肺结核末期了。
He was in the terminal stage.
他已经吐血吐到没有血了。
He has vomited so much blood.
台大医院、林口长庚医院有名的都不要他了。
All the famous hospitals refused him.
而且又发高烧。
He was in high fever.
哎，发高烧两三天都没有退。
And the fever did not leave for two or three days.
那药给他吃还是没有退。
The medicine didn't help.
哇，我心里想，哇，可能要准备办告别式咯，这个不久就要办咯。So
I figured that it was about time to conduct funeral service.
但我心里想也不敢讲出来啊。But
I did not say anything.
那我们就跪在那边一起祷告。We
knelt down and prayed together.
我一跪下去马上流汗，因为通风不良又里面暗暗的。But
we were sweating because it was very hot and there was no air.
像这种重病怎么可能会有时间洗澡呢？
And he was in such sickness, how could he take back?
所以跪在他旁边祷告啊, 真的是另外一种体验啊。
So it was a whole new experience for us when we knelt next to him to pray.
后来就按手在他的头上。
When we laid hands on him,
他没有办法祷告, 因为他太痛苦。
He could not pray because he was in pain.
没有声音啊,
he had no voice.
但是他的双手握着, 看得出是在祷告。
But I could tell that he was praying because he clasped his hands.
祷告完了,
After the prayer,
后来我们就回去,
we left.
我说明天教会是星期五的聚会,
I said, tomorrow there is a Friday service.
我们教会会帮助你祷告,
the church will pray for you.
哦, 真的是没有平安可以讲的一个家庭耶,
this family had no peace.
因为不认识耶稣嘛,
because they did not know the Lord Jesus.
又没有到神的教会来嘛,
they did not come to God's house.
又没有遵守神的话生活嘛,
and they did not abide by the word of God.
怎么说不可能有平安的生活啊?
How can they have peace?
但是我礼拜五在台上聚会的时候,
on Friday, as I spoke on the pulpit,
哇, 让我吓一跳,
I was astonished.
那间教会有300多人啊,
there were more than 300 people in the congregation.
我看到一个人被人家背到会堂来,
but I saw someone being carried into the chapel.
我注意看啊,
I looked closely.
不是那个快死的这一个弟兄吗?
Isn't this the brother that was dying?
哎呦, 他太太也来了,
even his wife came.
孩子也来了,
and the children came.
原来他们自己包车耶, 包计程车,
they got on the taxi and came.
然后坐到教会一楼,
and they came to the first floor of the church. The chapel was on the fifth floor.
太太背不动,
the wife could not carry the husband.
然后有青年弟兄经过就背他爬上五楼,
and a brother came and helped him up to the fifth floor.
感谢主,
thank God.
他本来不能坐,
at first he could not sit.
他很有心听耶,
but he listened carefully.
我看他的脸是很苦的, 因为实在可能身体很痛,
he must have been in deep pain from his expression.
宣布啊, 大家一起帮忙带导。
So we announced to pray for him.
大家都知道他快死了。
Everyone knew that he was dying.
祷告会完以后,
After the prayer,
我就跟他们谈一谈。
I talked with them.
他就告诉我,
he told me.
他说田传道你们那一天来帮我们祷告啊。
Preacher Tian, that day when you came to pray for us, two things happened to me. The first thing is that the fever went away.
祷告完我们走以后,
right after we prayed and left, the fever was gone.
第二个感受,
the third second experience was that when we arrived,
就在那时候,
at that time he was having trouble breathing. Because his windpipe.
难怪我看他嘴巴张开好几秒，再吸一下。我以为是什么，原来他快不能呼吸耶。
I noticed that he opened his mouth. I didn't know that he could not breathe.
祷告完的时候，他的气管就通了。But
after the prayer, he was able to breathe.
哇，他跟他太太讲这两件事。And
he told his wife about this experience. And when they prayed together, they wept.
没有来教会，全家没有圣，没有人得圣灵了。They
haven't been to church for a long time, and none of them had received the Holy Spirit. So they made up their mind.
明天无论如何一定要来参加。That
no matter what, the next day they will come to church.
哇，就这样子，晚上也来聚会，安息日也来聚会。They
came for the evening and the Sabbath services.
本来他从一楼走到五楼要人背的。At
first, he had to be carried to the fifth floor.
他慢慢的去，有人在后面扶，他扶着那个。
But gradually he can go up the stairs with someone's help. Most miraculously, during one of the evangelical services, about the same time as now, we pray for the Holy Spirit.
他不能跪,
even though he could not kneel, he still came forward. A family of about 10 came forward. Many people came forward to pray with the Holy Spirit. More than 50 truth seekers came that night.
哇,
and this family also
哇,
prayed.
感谢主耶,
thank God.
结果一按手啊,
when we laid hands on them, about 5 or 6 members received the Holy Spirit. And including this brother who was dying, everyone rejoiced. During that convocation, more than 30 received the Holy Spirit. Everyone thanked the Lord. They began to be close to the church.
认识耶稣基督,
they began to know the Lord Jesus Christ.
然后又跟教会买这个圣经赞美诗，要开始读经学习道理。
They purchased the Bibles from church to study the Bible.
哇，感谢主。
Thank God.
我刚好去别的地方忙一段时间才回来。
Once I was away on a trip and I came back later.
我一回来的时候啊, 我就特别又赶紧开车到他们的家去看。
As soon as I got back, I drove to their house.
我看到小孩子在家里玩呢。
Then I saw the kids playing.
放学回来了呢。
They got off from school.
我就问说你们爸爸妈妈呢？
I asked them, where are your daddy and mommy?
妈妈去别人的家里谈事情了。
The children said, mommy went to somebody's
爸爸呢?
house. What about daddy?
他国语不到标准，有一个最小的还没上学，当班。
She said, he went to work.
什么当班？
I think
他的姐姐才回答说是上班啊。
The kids told me that he went to work.
怎么可能呢？
How could this be?
你那个爸爸不是快这样吗？
Wasn't your father dying?
我还很担心呢，万一要办的话我太忙了。
I was afraid that I wouldn't have time to prepare for a funeral.
没有呢，我爸爸去上班呢。
They said, no, my dad went to work.
哎，后来不久他太太回来了。
The wife came back a little while later.
就问他，诶，你先生真的上班吗？
I asked her, is it true your husband went to work?
太太就笑了，我从来没有看过这样笑的这么样的快乐。
And she laughed, I've never seen such
那一段不平安的期间啊, 哪有快乐可以讲？
During that time of suffering, they had no
哭哦,
快乐。
一见面就哭哦。
They would weep whenever we visited them.
现在一直笑耶,
but now she smiled and laughed all the time.
人一快乐就会整理自己了。
And she also had makeup.
原来这个太太比我还年轻呢。
And it turned out that she was younger than me.
我就跟她讲，哎，很抱歉啊，是不是我眼睛看错？当初看到你啊，我以为你比我大一二十岁啊。
So I apologized for thinking that she was older than me.
小五岁而已啊,
but she was actually 5 years younger than me.
所以人心灵忧伤啊,
when human beings are in sorrow, their spirits will...
那一上班在哪里上班啊?
Where did the husband go to work?
刚好我们李登辉总统的官那个 那个豪宅啊，就在那个桃园的红旗山庄啊。
And he happened to work in a place near the presidential suite in Taiwan.
那个有钱人才能买的。
And that is a place where only the wealthy can live.
他们那一栋房子都要一亿以上的，新台币一亿以上。
Such mansions would cost millions.
他在里面上班呢。
But he worked in these mansions.
就是负责在做他们那个演艺的工作哎。 园艺啊，就是花草树木的保养，然后什么的。
And he was a gardener in these mansions.
哇，我们都很难接近总统那么近，他一病好上班就很容易看到总统哎。So
he could easily see the president every day.
我真的很想进去看啊。I
have wanted to visit.
所以有一次，他就带我进去看。So
once he brought me in.
哇，那么漂亮啊！
I was amazed at the splendor.
原来总统住的是这样哦，环境原来是这样哦。
So this is the presidential suite.
我说你那么有福气啊。
I said you're so blessed.
能够在这里上班呢。
That you can work here.
谁也想不到。
Who could have expected?
他过一段时间呢，去检查。
After a while, he went for another checkup.
又去找那个原来的主治大夫啊。
He went to the same doctor.
一照那个肺部啊。
And they checked his lung.
没有发现任何一个癌细胞哎。
All the cancer cells were gone.
他就这样好，主耶稣亲自医治他哎。
That's how the Lord Jesus healed him completely.
他病肉体得到平安。
He has health.
全家就平安。
And his whole family had peace.
哇，现在如果去看他们访问的时候。
Now whenever you visit them.
哇，什么都有哎。
They have everything.
很会接待哎。
They are very hospitable.
一进门, hallelujah, 就开始笑哎。
And they smile as soon as they see you.
哎，好像那个嘴巴天生下来就不会闭的那一种哎。
They can never close their mouth.
啊，跟以前呢那个痛苦不平安的时候，完全两个世界的生活了。
So what a difference between the after and the before.
感谢主。
Thank God.
神就祝福他们。
God bless them.
该有的就有了。
They had everything they needed.
哎，孩子也个个健康啊，也都。 能够参加宗教教育,
and their children were healthy and attended religious education. So God brought peace back to this family. If we're willing today,
不管你在哪里感受到劳苦重担,
whatever trouble or weariness you're going through, if you're willing to know and accept Jesus Christ, if you're willing to enter the Church of Truth and the Holy Spirit, namely the True Jesus Church, you will have this peace. And if you're willing to study the Bible, you will become a truly peaceful and happy person. You will be a blessed person. Like this family. They thought that they could have happiness all their lives. But when they left the Lord Jesus, they went through all kinds of sufferings and toil.
好像一个失去的儿女一样,
they became like children who were lost.
但神又开启他的恩门,
but God opened his door of grace.
有重生来的平安,
so they regained peace from God.
所以我们如果愿意,
if we're willing,
我们也愿意这样子来到主的怀抱,
if we're willing to come to the arms of God,
以及他用圣灵所建设的教会,
and the church that he has established with the Holy Spirit,
让神的真理活在我们的心中,
and let the truth of God live in our hearts,
我们就会得着这种平安的见证,
then we will experience this peace.
愿神祝福大家,
may the Lord bless everyone.
唱诗160首,
let us now sing hymn 160.